wash the dishes.
Yes. Mm-hmm. And then after you get the soap on there, then you must
rinse and dry.
Right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And what about the kind of cloth that people use to wash dishes?
Dishcloth.
And for drying dishes.
Tea towel.
And to wash your face in.
A washcloth.
And to dry your body with.
A bath towel.
Now, the thing that the water comes out of on a sink, what do you call it?
A faucet.
And what about on the outside of hands?
A faucet. Oh, let's see. Still a faucet.
Still a faucet. Yes. Yeah. Okay. In the old days, people used to buy flour in a something, you know, a big wooden thing they could buy.
A barrel.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And, like sugar and things that were bought loose, and you would have to put them into something smaller, and you, I don't know, you might have to use something shaped mm-hmm. like this to...
A funnel?
Yes. And to urge horses to go faster, they would use
a whip.
And when you went to the grocery store, you might buy fruit or something in a paper.
A paper bag.
And did you ever say Pope?
Yes.
Have you heard that?
Oh, yes. That's all I can remember hearing them called when I was a small child.
Yeah. Well, did that ever indicate Pope? Did that indicate how much? Like, would you say?
No. It indicated a paper bag to me.
That's all.
Uh-huh.
Just
that. If you went to a neighbor's house and she wanted to send something home to your mother, she'd say, well, let me find a Pope to put it in.
Oh, yeah.
See?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
Used in that context, you can see she meant a paper bag, you
yeah.
know.
Yeah.
But for years, I never heard it called anything but a poke.
Uh-huh.
And, but now you never hear it called
yeah.
a poke.
No. Now, what about the type of smooth cloth sack that sugar would come in or something?
A sugar sack. They call them sugar sacks. So.
And the rough kind, like the potatoes and things would come
in. Oh, we call those toe sacks.
Yeah.
They're burlap bags, really.
Yeah, yeah.
But we call those toe sacks.
Yeah. Did you ever know of people hauling, like hauling corn to a grist mill?
Oh, yes.
In a wagon.
Mm-hmm.
Well, what was the measurement that they used, like for the amount of corn, like they would be carrying a
peck
or something
mm-hmm.
like that?
Yes.
What about wood?
Well, wood came in ricks and cords.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Like that. Now, this is like a modern day thing, but the, thing inside a lamp that lights up.
Light bulb.
And carrying washing out to hang it up on a line, you put it in a
laundry basket.
And the things that nails would come in, like a barrel on your small
keg.
And the things that run around a barrel to hold
the hoops
in place. And to put in the top of a bottle to
stopper.
And a little musical instrument that people would play.
Well, when I was little, I never heard it. It's a harmonica, I suppose.
Mm-hmm.
I always heard it called a juice harp.
Mm-hmm.
And I thought it was J-U-I-C-E instead of J-E-W, apostrophe S. So I can remember thinking it was a juice harp. And I can remember also thinking that they got that name because of the saliva that was emitted and been blowing the thing.
That's the very kind of thing that kids always
mm-hmm.
think of.
Right.
When they're talking about that kind of thing. Yeah, and then that makes perfect sense. And so.
Yes, it satisfied me,
yeah.
you know. And I had no idea that what they were really saying was Jew's harp.
Uh-huh.
I thought they were saying juice harp.
Uh-huh.
And I, but I can remember thinking.